Namaste. I wanted to take a few moments to discuss the end of inquiry, which is something that we haven't really looked at in so much detail. So what do I mean by the end of inquiry? What precisely is that, and why would it come to an end? And really, it's an end to trying to find an answer rather than an end to the inquiry. So I started my self-inquiry trying to really find out what I am. And a lot of activity, a lot of inquiry later, I had discovered that I am this nothingness, this emptiness, this formlessness. And in a certain extent, then I felt like I had an answer, that that was what I actually am, as opposed to the person, the separate being that I thought I was. So there was a kind of an end to my inquiry in that way. I seemed to have found something that I was, not a thing, but for want of a better word. And then my inquiry changed really into trying to discover more and more about this nothingness, this emptiness, this formlessness that I am. And to a certain extent, it went on that way for a while, trying to discover more about it, what it means to be this formlessness. Where do I end, and do I still die, and was I born, and all of those things that we've been looking at throughout these self-inquiry videos. And when I felt I had a reasonable amount of confidence and certainty that these ideas I believed about myself, that I wasn't good enough, that I was born, and I was going to die, and all of that, that was separate to everything else, had been seen through and conquered inside myself, that I knew with a level of certainty that I wasn't going to ever end and never started, that those things apply to my body and to manifestation. Then my inquiry also then came to another kind of end, of more of a familiarity with what it means to be formless, emptiness, nothingness. But still then there was a third stage for my self-inquiry, which, and as I'm describing these stages, you might notice this going on within yourself at some point, wherever you're at, in that self-inquiry journey. And this third stage was really more about feeling satisfied with the mystery of it all, that there is an end in a way that I can never really see myself as the formlessness. I can experience myself as emptiness, formlessness, silence, awareness. All these are words for the same thing: noumenon, beingness, consciousness, presence, nowness, hereness, subjectivity, contextual field, and on and on. I can experience that I don't have any shape, that I'm not tangible, but that I can't really get a picture of that because there isn't anything to see. I can't take a snapshot of that because there is nothing to photograph in that way, is there? Only visible aspects of me that I could photograph are my manifestation, my physical body, etc. So this third stage was more about learning to fall in love with the mystery of it all, that what I am really ultimately is formlessness, but it could also be described as a mystery, something that I can never fully know. And I found that my inquiry changed, came to an end when I reached full circle, when I came to this point where I don't actually know what I am, which may sound strange, considering I've just said I discovered I was formless. But really, the discovery, I don't know what that formlessness is. There's no attributes I can describe. It's not any age, is it? It doesn't have any size or shape. It never had a beginning or an ending. It can only be described by what it isn't, compared to phenomena. You can't really say anything about it at all in a positive, kind of affirmative way, other than it exists. So there's an end to my trying to find an answer, and then an end to my expectation that I could ever really fully know this, and a deep and rich satisfaction with that. My mind was not satisfied with that, of course. I still like to learn more and read more and experience more about myself, but I could do that forever and still never fully be any clearer than I am right now in this moment. What I am, what you are, what we all are, what everything is this beautiful, empty, vast awareness, space, consciousness, being, looking like all of these shapes, looking like all of this, looking like this human being talking and the one watching. And it can make as many shapes as it wants. It can go on creating shapes forever. Still doesn't really tell us anything about itself. But that is a mystery in a way, a beautiful mystery that we can fall in love with. The unknowable presenting itself as the known objects, the manifestation. We can know how it's appearing as all of this, this, all of this. We can't know it. So the end of my inquiry really was when I was satisfied with that. The whole thing had gone full circle. I arrived back where I started and not really knowing what I am. But instead of that being a desperate, horrible place of suffering, it's blissful, it's peaceful, it's heavenly, it's serene. It's curious, it's wonderful, it's awesome, it's inspiring, it's passionate. As if forevermore, I think I see this beautiful flower that's blossoming. And every time I look again at it, it's deeper, it's richer, it's bigger, it's more powerful, it's more beautiful. And that goes on forever. So, classically, according to the scriptures, the self-inquiry stops when the inquirer vanishes, merges into what it's seeking, or when the seeker realizes it is already what it's looking for. But also, perhaps most importantly in my own journey, and hopefully for you, and helpful if I share that, it also ends the seeking. When you recognize that there isn't any final answer in terms of self-inquiry, there's no final place you arrive at. And ironically, I had to go through all of these stages to arrive right back where I started, just as we all do. I thought I knew what I was, and it was causing me great suffering. And then I realized I didn't at all know what I was, because I wasn't this separate being. I couldn't find it when I looked. And then I thought I knew what I was again. I thought I was this formlessness, and I thought I knew what that was, and it gave me peace for a while. And then eventually, beautifully, I had to admit, I don't really know what this is. I don't really know what I am. I am this universal mystery. I appear as the whole cosmos. But what I actually am, I still have no idea. And maybe you can sense the peace in that, the joy, the finality, the love, the completion, the sometimes ecstasy of just not knowing. And then finally, not needing to know. I am this mystery, whether I ever understand it or not. And there is such a joy in that. And whether you're there right now or not, this is eventually where your inquiry will lead you to being absolutely in love with uncertainty, not knowing. So I just want to take a moment to encourage you to say how well you're doing. And you might think when I say that I don't really know you. I might never have met you, but I have. I know who you are. Paradoxical, I know, because I've just said I don't even know who I am. But I know you are the same beautiful mystery as me. I know exactly what you are. and you are beautiful and powerful and loving and wise and vast and infinite, eternal. And each day you are stripping away more ideas that have diminished your seeing of that, diminished your inner light. So keep going. There is no way to fail. And believing in yourself the best that you can right now. And if you struggle with that, believing in your own ability to come out of suffering, know that others have done it. And know that others that have done it are rooting for you and helping you in unseen ways. Thank you. Much love. Namaste.